Passage 4. Questions 7 and 8. Listen to a discussion by two students taking a meteorology class.
Okay, I think we understand how snow and rain are formed. Now we need to discuss the formation of hail, and this part isn't very clear to me. What exactly is hail, and how does it differ from snow and rain?
Well, it's not really too hard to understand. Hail is really just frozen drops of rain.
That's all it is? When I was reading about it, it seemed rather hard to understand. How is hail formed?
Hailstones develop in cumulonimbus clouds that have grown very tall.
Cumulonimbus clouds?
That's right. Cumulonimbus clouds are very tall clouds. They can actually be as tall as 6 miles. Because they're so tall, they're much warmer at the bottom than at the top.
That's really tall.
And sometimes air currents blow drops of water in a cloud up higher into the cloud.
Where it's colder, so the drops freeze into ice. Do the drops fall to the earth then?
Usually not just after the trip up. Usually the drops aren't yet heavy enough to fall to the earth.
So the drops rise and fall a number of times within the cloud, and each time a drop rises and falls, it adds another layer of ice?
Yes, you've got it.
Really? This isn't as difficult as I thought. I can understand it.
Yes, you can. A hailstone actually has a number of layers of ice on it. One layer for each time that it's pushed up and freezes again. After it builds up enough layers, it gets too heavy.
And that's when it falls to Earth.
Exactly.